Trent Cranston with you here, locker room show on KNZA with the Dauphin West head coach, John Paulino, brought to you by Bendina State Bank and Triple L Tire. And coach, big one on Friday, league matchup against Onega. How do you guys feel coming through the offseason with your guys that you got?
Good. We've got finally got some experience, you know, playing with some older guys. Finally, guys have been starting for 3 years as freshmen that are juniors now. Physically, mentally, you know, they understand the game. They understand what it takes after playing for 3 years, starting for 3 years as varsity guys, as underclassmen. And there's, I think, six of them. I'd double check the roster real quick. But, you know, we've got experience coming back for the first time. We've got experience. We've got age. So we're excited. We're optimistic.
And how do you feel like the team performed at the Jamboree last Friday?
Good. I think there's, you know, football is a game of inches, and we miss a few things by inches. And we've had all week to account for those inches and fix it. So, you know, as you see with Jamboree, it's a good practice. You get to go up against other varsity teams and, you know, two really good varsity teams with Rossville and Riverside. And we saw that, you know, just as with anything, there's a lot of good that comes with the bad. And like I said, game of inches, a lot of inches we missed that we spent the week fixing. So,
yeah, and it's been a hot week. So how have you guys dealt with that through practice?
We've been going in the morning, and then we just switched to the evenings for the next few days, 7 p.m. We go down, turn the lights on. It's nice and cool. We're full pads, wet bulb temperatures are green. We've just adjusted, and the kids have adjusted well. Being in a rural farm community, you know, the kids are there. They're ready. They're tough. And practicing at night has just made it all that much better.
And we'll have coverage of Dauphin West and Onega as our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA, and we'll preview that game with Coach Paulino right after this break. Coach's show rolls on 92.1 KMZA, sitting in with Dauphin West head coach John Paulino. It's brought to you by Bendina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, a team that you guys played last year in a one-score contest to open the year at third place. How do you try and flip that result this year?
Just having the attitude, right? We want to run the ball. Running the ball is a mentality. You got to have a mentality. We've been working on a mentality since the end of last season. Right, if we're going to run the ball, we're going to pound the rock, it's going to be a mentality. So flip it, being mentally tougher than we were. Same thing as I was saying about, you know, we missed a few things by inches in Jamboree. You know, same thing as last year, a few inches here and there, and you're looking at a different result. So attention, devil's in the details. Attention to detail will be, I think, if we are to win this game, we have to be detailed. We have to pay attention to the details. We have to make every inch matter, and we can't beat ourselves.
All right, Coach. Catcher Peterson got a lot of experience last year as a true freshman. Now he's going to be expected to lead that running back room as an underclassman. How has Catcher looked here in the offseason as he prepares for his first game on Friday?
He's looked great. He's balanced coming to summer weights. He had 90% attendance, and I think maybe missed 2 days, one day. Going to work every day and making every football practice. He shows up physically and mentally daily, day in and day out. Voted one of our team captains as a sophomore. The kid is just, you know, some kids have natural leadership abilities, and he's one of them. And along with his natural leadership ability, he has some physical ability to go along with that. So, I can't speak enough good about the young man.
And you also have a sophomore starting at quarterback. It was an open competition. Braylon Shelton won. And for people that might not have seen Braylon Shelton with your 4-0 JV season last year, what can you expect from Braylon at the quarterback spot?
Fearlessness. Fearless. We have preached to him, and he has it in his own right. He's, you know, just fearless. The kid's smart. He's fearless, and he's going to give you everything he's got every second, every play. I've had the opportunity to teach him since he was a seventh grader, and he is the same on and off the field. Just a fearless guy who's going to do his job, and he's going to bring the guys up around him. So he has earned every single thing he's gotten. So I'm excited to see how he'll do.
And we're going to be excited to cover that again. This Dauphin West Onega game will be our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, hydrate. Hope you guys hydrate on Friday, and best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.